He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today our monthly Requiem Mass for our Purgatorian Society, and we pray for all of our deceased friends, benefactors, and relatives enrolled into this society. And I wanted to talk to you today about about death and the trust into everlasting life, and especially hope in the resurrection. There was once, in some time ago, living a very widely known infidel named Robert Owen, and he had one believing friend, and they were having a conversation once. And Robert Owen, this who did not believe in God, said, "There is one advantage I have over a Christian. I am not afraid to die. Most Christians I know have some fear of death. As for me, when a few items of business have been settled, I will be perfectly willing to die at any moment." His Christian friend answered to him, "Perhaps you have no fear in death, but do you have any hope?" "No, I do not," admitted Owen. Then the Christian said, "Then," pointing to an ox standing in a field nearby, "you are on a level with that ox. The ox has enough to eat. He stands in the shade. He swishes off the flies. And he has neither hope nor fear in death." Dear children, even though death might appear to us something to be aware, to be afraid of, or something which we might not want to face, we as Christians, we always, besides a salutary fear of death, we also have hope and trust in resurrection and receiving our gift of heaven. In today's gospel, our Lord personally promises us that he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath everlasting life. When you make a good holy communion, when you confess your sins, and when you pray for your faithful departed, you also have that good trust and hope that one day after your death, which might seem to be scary, you have the great hope into receiving your reward in heaven. In the past time, there used to be a beautiful custom in the Catholic churches that on the very last day of the year, that is the feast of Saint Sylvester, the parish people gathered to the church to pray for the deceased of that past year. After a few prayers and a sermon, the lights were then all turned out. All was in darkness except the altar, where there were a number of candles burning, and those candles represented every member of the parish who had died during that year. An unbleached candle was put for every adult who had died, and a bleached or white candle for every child who had died. And lastly, one white candle was burning there to represent the next one who would pass away. The pastor then went to the first candle, announced the name of the parishioner who the candle represented, gave the date of birth and the date of death, also the number of years he had lived and the date of his burial. Then the whole congregation said one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and eternal rest for each departed soul. And after all the deceased of that parish had been prayed for, the pastor stopped at the one white candle and briefly points out to them that that candle represents the next person who will die. And of course, nobody in the congregation knew whose candle that would be. So children, the greatest charity which you might have for the poor deceased and your deceased relatives and friends is to say prayers for them. After all, our life is very fragile. You never know when it might be the turn of some of your now your beloved ones. And should we be afraid of death, or should we be hopeful in the face of it? I'll tell you briefly about the saint named Saint Perpetua, who had a little brother who had died very young, and she was very much anxiety about his afterlife fate. So she had a vision of a dark place and next of a pool of water which his brother stood. He was not tall enough to reach this water, but she went on praying, and in the second vision the water descended to this boy, and he was able to drink and went to play as children do. And Saint Perpetua said, "Then I knew that he was translated from his place of punishment." So children, today's Mass is for all of our enrolled Purgatorian Society members, but you should always find out about the recently deceased ones and say a prayer for them. We enlist our deceased family parish members in our bulletin, and you could also do some research of your own family history, of your dear departed relatives whom you should and could pray for. After all, the greatest and most worthyful of a Valentine is a prayer said for the release of your dear departed family and friend members, that they would be released from purgatory. And that Valentine is always very good deal, because when you are showing charity to the faithful departed, they also show great charity to you when they received their eternal reward in heaven. Charity is not only for leaving your friends down here on earth, but it extends also to the suffering souls of purgatory, because they are almost there. They are almost the saints of God, and you desire to become saint as well. So you, by showing charity to them, show also charity to yourself, and grow always in the hope and loving trust of Almighty God, who will one day make you saint in heaven as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.